Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 2nd, 2021. Happy New Year! Great racing across the country. We're going to concentrate on Gulfstream Park for this Key Races and Bets podcast, as always, sponsored by our friends at amwager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R.com, amwager.com, a legal online betting site covering most tracks in North America. Legal in most states and with lots of perks for the better. If you haven't checked it out, check out amwager.com, where you can also get the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version of this, by going to amwager.com, clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We're starting the January 2nd, 2021 Key Races and Bets podcast with the Limehouse Stakes Race 7 Gulfstream Post 311 Eastern. And I really like stakes races for two-year-olds in the fall, and by the same token, for newly turned three-year-olds in the winter, and this is one of them. In this race, we get an eight-horse field full of horses, which have shown only a need-the-lead style. Young horses rarely change their styles, or perhaps I should say, many trainers don't know how to get young horses to change their styles, so in this case, there could be up to five horses wanting the lead. Of the remaining three, Runway Magic sticks out, and if his post-time odds are anywhere near the 7-2 morning line odds, he could be a low odds overlay and an absolute gift as a win bet. Runway Magic just ran his best race ever in his third career start at 7 furlongs. Cutting back to 6 gives him some extra energy late compared to others, and he made a big middle move from 6 to 2nd into the stretch for dominating after that in that race. He's really set up well today with Leperu, a boar who rode him last time out. Ocean Ride and Drain the Clock are two other horses which aren't need the lead types and can get a piece don't appear to be anywhere near as fast or have the same improvement to show us as Runway Magic. Just the same, I'll use them in exactas and sparingly on pick three and double tickets. In race 7 Gulfstream, Saturday, January 2nd, post 311, the Limehouse Stakes, win bet, Runway Magic, 3-2 or more. Exactas box, Runway Magic and Ocean Ride box, Runway Magic and Drain the Clock. Doubles, race 7, Runway Magic, race 8, Floriform, Crew Dragon, American Great. Let's play another set of doubles. In race 7, Runway Magic, Ocean Ride, and Drain the Clock. In race 8, Floriform, Crew Dragon, and American Great. Similarly, good opportunities in the pick 3 here. In race 7, use only Runway Magic. In race 8, Floriform, Crew Dragon, American Great. In race 9, Honey Pants, Carrot, Catsy, and Con Lima. One more ticket. Runway Magic, Ocean Ride, and Drain the Clock in race 7. Floriform, Crew Dragon, American Great in race 8. Honey Pants, Cara, Catsy, and Con Lima in race 9. Now, race 8, which we included in the doubles and pick 3s, is a straight maiden race that I included, but I have nothing else to say about the race. The contenders were Floriform, Crew Dragon, American Great. Moving on to race 9, the Ginger Brew. Race 9 at Gulfstream, 4:13 Eastern, post time Saturday, January 2nd, 2021. This stakes for two-year-olds at a mile on the grass, and so preference must be given to those which have run on the grass, and particularly those which have run two turns on grass. Honey Pants fits the first of the two criteria. There's little doubt she's bred to run this far. She was in an irrelevant dirt sprint, first out, finished sixth, moved up considerably, trying turf, second start, won by four lengths in a sprint, and then finished second in the stakes at Aqueduct, also a sprint on grass. That effort earned her a field high and career best 95 echo-based speed figure, and she saw a pattern to run even better, particularly with 2020 North American leading jockey Irad Ortiz Jr. getting on for the first time, particularly again for Christophe Clement, as they have a strong 7-for-17 record at Gulfstream over the last year. All that being said, Cara Catsy opens at much higher odds, 12-1 versus 3-1 for Honey Pants, and is absolutely the better win bet of the two trio when I get to the last contender soon. She won at a mile on turf at Gulfstream in her one and only start that earned an 89 figure. Honey Pants went from 86 to 95, so similarly, if Cara Catsy goes from 89 to 97, she could run just as well as Honey Pants and gets a legitimate shot to post the upset. Con Lima rounds out the trio of contenders. She ran five times on dirt last summer and fall, never worse than second in all five, including two stakes. The stakes were both scheduled for grass, and she stayed in them and ran well on dirt. When she finally got to run on the grass last month, she dominated by five lengths. Even with Irad Ortiz Jr. getting off, Paco Lopez gets on. That's fine. And with no other early pace horse in this race, opposite of the Limehouse, Colima and Lopez may be able to control the tempo from start to finish as she did last month at this exact distance on the Gulfstream turf, perhaps successfully. In the Ginger Brew, Race 9, Gulfstream, Saturday, January 2nd, post 4:13 Eastern, Caracazzi, win bet, 3-1 or more. If Honey Pants or Colima are 3-1 or more in your post time, bet the one at the highest odds can be bet to win. If that's the case, this is a perfect race for using a Dutching tool like the one at Amwager, because it will allocate the win bets based on the odds and proportion them perfectly, putting more on the lower odds horses automatically. It's a great bet. It's free. It's a great perk, one of many at Amwager.com. Check it out if you're not already a member at Amwager.com, where I'll be playing this weekend. Exacta Box, Caracazzi, Honey Pants, and Conlima. Doubles in Race 9, Honey Pants, Caracazzi, and Conlima in Race 10. Easy Time, Mutazbek, Pickin' Time, and Big Thorn. Moving on to Race 10, the Mucho Macho Man Stakes, post 4:45 Eastern at Gulfstream, Saturday, January 2nd, 2021. Pickin' Time didn't like the slop in the Remsen last month, or perhaps the two turns, but the return to one turn over a likely fast track gives him every shot to return to the form shown just before the Remsen on 11-8 when he won the Nashville Stakes, a one-turn mile just like the Mucho Macho Man. Pickin' Time won a stakes prior to that and was second in another before that, so he fits perfectly at this level. He's got a stalking style, and the 92 Equibase speed figure earned in the Nashua is as good as the 92 figure lower odds horse Mutzebek earned winning the Bourbon, which was on turf. So Pickin' Time fits on all counts. Big Thorn is a strong contender as well, even though he beat a state-bred restricted field when last seen did so easily by 4 lengths under Paco Lopez, who rides back and who also rode him to a 5-length maiden win before that. Big Thorn won at 7 furlongs last out, so the one-turn mile is not an issue, and he has a good pattern of improving Echo-based speed figure, 72 to 81 to 89, comparing again to 92 for Pickin' Time and Mutzebek, suggesting Big Thorn can run just as fast as any of these. There's no way Easy Time is going to go to post anywhere near his 12-1 starting odds. On the other hand, he should be around 5-2 or 3-1, given his probability, in my opinion, and we're going to get a nice overlay no matter what. He's only run once, back in October, 7 furlongs, all-weather, Woodbine. He showed a lot of maturity that day, stalking in fourth, drawing off late under wraps. The fact that Jose Ortiz takes the call on this son of a really hot sire, not this time, suggests Easy Time can improve a lot since the last 3 months ago when we saw him. 2-year-olds improve a lot in the fall and winter coming into the 3-year-old campaign. On the double and pick three tickets mentioned earlier, I'm reluctantly using Mutzebek off his Bourbon win. I think the 5-2 odds are really low, and his Breeders' Cup juvenile turf effort was pretty bad at 5-1. He's bred to run well on dirt, but didn't when beaten 12 lengths in the Hopeful Stakes in September. In the Mucho Macho Man Race 10 Gulfstream post, 4:45 Eastern, Saturday, January 2nd, Pickin' Time's win bet at 5-2, Big Thorn's a win bet at 5-2, Easy Time's a win bet at 3-1 or more. This is a great race for a Dutching tool. I'd probably bet two of the three here. Let the Dutching tool sort out how much to bet on each. You can enter how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and the math is done for you. It's one of many great perks at Amwager, which is totally legal in most states and covers most tracks in North America. For the Exacta, we're going to box Pickin' Time, Big Thorn, and Easy Time. And if you want to get the written version of this, just go to Amwager.com, click on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. Hope you make a lot of money on the first Saturday of the new year, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.